You can find our extensive audio archive of podcasts, radio broadcasts, blog articles, videos, and much more at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. We're also on Facebook if you search for Extra Environmentalist, and Twitter at XEnvironmental. We welcome all voicemails and feedback through our online contact information you can find on our website, but also you can shoot us an email directly at podcast@extraenvironmentalist.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on our next episode.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Progression. This is 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is CITR, of course. And that last show was cool. I just got the end of it. So we're starting a little bit late, but that's fine, because I have a bunch of songs today that you're going to love, and a song about a penguin, so that's cool. So what else is going on today? Right, there's a waste audit, UBC waste audit, out front of the sub, which I would totally recommend you guys checking out. They have a bunch of like informative setups. They're going through all the trash in front of the sub. It's going until 4 today in front of the sub. And they have fun games, too, like pin the tail on the garbage and what was on this napkin. Taste what was on this napkin. So I really recommend the latter game. And with that in mind, for some reason, I'm just going to get started playing a song by a band called Russian Circles called Ethel. And I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Ethel by Russian Circles. They're a pretty cool band. They sort of play the line of metal and post-rock a little bit. They're a little harder than some of the other stuff that I've been playing and some of the other stuff I'll play next. But it's a good example of like the like how you can take something quiet and more thoughtful, like a lot of the progressive songs, and turn it into a bit of a banger. Like get some metal in there. Make it a little hardcore. So post rock is hardcore too. Don't forget that. And if anyone doesn't think so, I am up here upstairs in the sub, always willing to fight people. Unless you're bigger than I am. I'm like 6 feet tall, but if you're like considerably bigger than I am and pretty buff, then I believe you, I'll take your word for it. But like if you're like not that tall, then I would love to fight you. Or if you're that tall, I will fight you as well. So with that in mind, I am gonna move on, and I really hope no one comes to fight me. I'm unprepared for fighting today. I did not bring my wraps or my gloves or my fighting fisticuffs. I just have hands today. So we're going to play a song by a band called Do Make Say Think. They're Canadian, and I love them so much. They're one of the bands that I discovered in my whole investigative process of researching music to play on this show. And they take me to a lovely, lovely place, a peaceful place. And I hope that they'll do the same for you. So this song is called The Landlord is Dead, and it's off the album Goodbye Enemy Airships, The Landlord is Dead, which is a cool album, and it's a cool song. So I hope you like it. Thank you. I like the horns in that song. And when there's sun out, it's sunny. And whenever there's fun, it's funny. And when there's horns in a song, it really makes me happy. It makes me happy. So, I like that song. Landlord is Dead by Do Make Say Think. I seriously recommend you listening to Do Make Say Think. They are beautiful. It's great. This next song is it's by a band called Beach House, and they're really a dream pop duo. That's how they identify and how they're identified in music. But I think there's some post-rock in there too, and I like the song, and if you guys are sort of sensing a general trend, if there's a song I like and it's loosely in the post-rock or the progressive rock genre, or I can make an argument for it, which I can make an argument for pretty much anything. Not always a good argument, but I'll argue with you if I can't fight you. So this song is, again, it's sort of dream pop, but it's sort of post-rock, and we could argue pedantics all day and semantics and other icks if you want, but I'd rather just listen to this song because it's a good song. So let's listen to it. Again, it's Myth by Beach House. Thank you.
I'm Shenley Brown, and I took the postgrad radio program at Humber College, where I studied radio sales. It's hands-on, you're being taught by industry leaders, and the work's challenging, but it's also realistic. Humber gets real people, real jobs, in the real world.
Considering an exciting career in radio, radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
Book the date. On March 28th and 29th, celebrate the UBC Bookstore's new space. Join the new release party. On March 28th, enjoy breakfast with free coffee followed by UBC Bhangra, Poetry Slam, the Thunderbird Dance Team, Missy D and Lady Jams, and UBC Acapella. On March 29th, enjoy music, giant games, face painting, balloon twisting, and kids authors. There will be free food throughout both days, prizes, giveaways, and discounts. Take part in MEC's spin class, backpacking talk, and run clinics for free. The first 50 guests receive a $20 gift card on March 28th, and the first 20 customers receive a $10 gift card on March 29th. For more information, go to bookstore.ubc.ca, and don't forget to book the date.
That's cool. I didn't know that the bookstore is opening on the 29th, I think. That's really cool. There's a lot of changes going around UBC, actually. We're moving to a new station, which is cool, and the new sub. They're putting up a new climbing wall in the sub, which I'm excited about. It's going to be all clammed up with beginners, though. That's okay. I like sharing the space with beginners, but sometimes when people are in your way and you want to do something, that can get a little annoying. But everybody has to start somewhere. I know I did. Back when I was in grade 9. Yeah, so I started climbing in grade 9. It's just one of my hobbies. And I didn't know anything in grade 9. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about women. I still don't know anything about women. I didn't know anything. What didn't I know? I didn't know. You could fill a book with things that I didn't know, and that would be pretty much every book, because I didn't really read that much when I was in grade 9. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to talk. I didn't know how to... Well, my hygiene was never that bad. I rocked a Justin Bieber haircut for a long time. Like, I had sick Justin Bieber flow, but it was pre-Justin Bieber era, I want to say, so maybe that makes it okay. I had, like, skater boy flow, but I never really was a skater boy, and she never said, see you later, boy, so we avoided that interaction with ease. So, that last song we played before we heard some PSAs was Myth by Beach House. I really recommend Beach House. They're cool. Dream pop is a cool genre. It's kind of, if you guys are wondering, like, oh, he's saying dream pop. What the heck is he talking about? That's a good question. Thank you for asking it. It's sort of ethereal pop music. So sort of like if you were to go to like a dance club that played pop music and not dance music for some reason in your dream, and it was kind of spacey, and maybe you're floating in clouds and stuff. I don't know what your dreams are like. My dreams are like that. Anyway, this next song is by a band called The Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra. And I thought it was Three Silver Mount Zion for like the longest time. So if you guys get it mixed up, that's fine. Just trust me that I haven't. I think. They changed their name a lot. Another thing, side note, another digression. Allow me this. The post-rock scene in, specifically, like, Ontario, Montreal, is pretty incestuous. Like, it's kind of weird. I mean, weird good, weird bad, weird whatever, but there are people that are really good at music and good at seeing post-rock, and they all just kind of hang out, so the band The Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra is partly composed of members from Godspeed You Black Emperor, which is another Canadian post-rock band that I'm going to sync up a song for you soon. Not today, because their songs are like 20 minutes long, and that would be 20 minutes less of me talking, which is just a travesty. I'm sure you guys are just like, God, shut up, get back to the song. Or maybe you don't even like the music, maybe you just come for the company. I'm here for both reasons. Also here to share the music. So this song is called What We Loved Was Never Enough. What We Loved Was Not Enough. And it's from an album that I can't say because it's fairly crude, but it's a new album and it's cool. And I have edited a little bit to cut it down. So I cut off 2 minutes at the start and 2 minutes at the end just so that we'd have more time to just talk and get to know each other and really just explore where this relationship is going. You know, I'd like to take it to the next level. Maybe we could get dinner, or if you want to go steady, that's okay too. But with all of that in mind and all of that everything and everything that we've said before aside, What We Loved Was Not Enough by the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra.
Yeah.
That was the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra with What We Loved Was Not Enough. And I like a lot of things about that song. I don't know if you guys got this too, but the vocals are very Pink Floyd. And that's a... I think I did that last time too, just describing stuff as very Pink Floyd. But I do what I want, and I don't know, it sounds to me very much like that could be a song that you could find on The Wall or something like that. It's probably blasphemy, but similar sort of style of the vocals that carry emotion, not just in what they're saying, but how they're saying it, this sort of like cry, what we loved was not enough. I'm not going to actually sing for you. But what I do is when I play the song, I'll mute the mic and sing along and also dance. So if you guys can hear my dance moves, if they're that bad, they're audible, even though the mic is off, please let me know. You can do that on Facebook. I'm actually on Facebook right now, Wheelin' and Dealin', mostly updating the page, but also Wheelin' and Dealin'. It's progression, and it's good luck finding it. I don't know how you would. You could probably search progression and it might come up. The profile picture actually is a band called Toei that I played before finishing out their set in the rain, and it's just the most hardcore photo that I've ever seen. It's just gorgeous. I would love to see them play, but they're Japanese, and that's a long way to go for a show, but I would totally consider it. Japan is a cool place anyway. Which reminds me, so this is big news. My brother told me, he's in Austria right now on a co-op. Chris, my brother Chris, my lovely, he often gets described as the stupidest smart person people have ever met, in that he's very smart, but he sometimes makes hilarious decisions that I'm not going to pass judgment on, but they make me laugh, and it's often at his expense. But for all the silliness that he gets involved with, he's actually a sweet brother. He told me that he listens to these shows live, and Austria is 9 hours ahead, so I think it's like 12:40, and if my math is wrong, then I should just leave biochemistry right now. Anyway, it's late. It's the middle of the night, and he's listening to them with his friends, so that's cool that he's listening to them from the future. And it's cool, but I also have no concept of understanding how... It's a different time there. It's tomorrow in Austria. He's listening to this from tomorrow, and it's today. And in the world that we live in, how I can talk to him from tomorrow and be like, oh, hey, what's tomorrow like? And then he can send me, like, lottery ticket winnings and stuff, and then I can take those to the racetrack where I can use them to build snowmen. And that's often what happens when my stories become too long and rambly. I'm an old man already. The last step is I need to buy corduroys. But I have old man stories, I have old man clothes sometimes. Not corduroys, though. But I really like, they're cool pants. They're nice pants. There shouldn't be anything wrong with them. Right, so this next song, which I'll play after some PSAs, because we have to announce service announcements publicly. So I don't know if you guys know this. This is a sort of neat little tidbit about the show. So we broadcast actually the show in whale song as well and play it in the water. And so to them it sounds kind of like, ooh, 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 or how whales sound like. I don't know. We have a machine that does it. So this next song is dedicated to them. And it's called Wailing Tale. It's by Valley of the Giants, and it explores another side of progressive rock, which is this storytelling side. So it's a story, and there's music, and it's a beautiful story, and it makes me very sad, but it's a good story. So I hope you enjoy it, and if you don't, you can complain about it on Facebook, and then maybe I'll stop doing it. But if you want to send me a message instead of posting on the wall and telling me how bad the show is and letting everyone see that. If I just see it, then that's better, so that everyone else still thinks it's good. So find me on Facebook. This song is about a penguin and whales, and it's a good song. Public service announcements, Valley of the Giants playing Wailing Tale. Are you guys good with that? Good, I'm glad. Thank you for the enthusiastic answer. Boy, I talk to myself a lot. I'll stop it. Here we go.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Brandon. How are you today?
Quite well, thank you.
Good. Do you remember that ruckus around campus with the lights and the pedals last year?
Oh, you mean the UBC Bike Rave?
Oh, yes. What exactly is a UBC Bike Rave?
Well, it's a mobile celebration of music and lights.
Really? And how is it going to be different than last year?
Well, on March 21st, we'll have more lights and faster bikes.
Sounds interesting. Where can I find more information?
Check out the Facebook page at UBC Bike Rave 2.0 and our website at ubcbikerave.com.
That sounds excellent. I will bring my helmet and my penny farthing.
Well, I'll bring my father's penny farthing.
Well, I'll bring U-Town.
I'll bring UBC Rec.
I'll bring the calendar.
All right, then. Good show!
Are you ready for one of UBC's most iconic experiences? On March 23rd, swim, sprint, bike, run, and storm the wall. This is one event that every UBC student needs to experience. Participate as a competitive or just for fun team, or challenge yourself to do the whole course on your own as an iron person. To register, go online to the UBC Rec website before March 13th and check out Storm the Wall. Don't miss your chance to be a part of UBC's longest standing campus tradition.
There was a heavy swell running, and the whale factory was pitching and yawing. Not really a very good day to pick up the whales over the stern of the factory ship. There were one or two dead whales at the stern of the vessel, and the whale catchers were coming in with their whales. The distance you could see the icebergs, quite a number of them. And the men were trying to get ready to pull the whales over the stern of the vessel. There was a pack of killer whales around, which came tearing towards the factory ship. And they tore chunks out of the whales. And there were a number of men at the stern of the vessel with guns shooting at the killer whales. The minute they hit the killer whale, the rest of the pack went after him and tore him to pieces. But let's get back to the story of the penguin. As there were about six or seven whales, some of them blue, some of them fin, at the stern of the vessel. And there was that small rock penguin sitting on top of the wheelback. And as we were pulling up the wheels, one after another, over the stern of the vessel, which was rather difficult with the heavy swell running, the penguin hopped from one wheel to another. The killer whales were all around the dead whales. They were tearing into them, and the sea was red with blood. And by that time, there was a number of men from the wheel factory coming astern and watching the penguin at the back of the whale. And the men were shooting as fast as they could to stop the killer whale from getting the penguin, which was sitting, trying to hold on to the back of the wheel. But as the wheel was pulled up the chute, it was difficult for the winchman to regulate, and he had to watch very carefully not to, with the swell of the vessel, with the swell of the sea running and the vessel moving, to stop the penguin from slipping off its back. The chute was quite steep. It was about, I would say, 30 degrees. And the little penguin climbed close to the tail of the whale, from which the whale was pulled up the chute. And the men were all standing around and watching and hoping that penguin finally could kind of get up on deck. It took a long time to weave that last wheel up. There was a swell. The winchman up on top had to watch and be as careful as possible not to jerk and increase the movement, so that the little penguin could stay up on top. We got him to the stern of the chute. At the beginning of the chute, and we got the We kept on slowly pulling, and as we pulled, the little penguin surely went along the back of the wheel from the tail to the middle of the back. But at that time the sea was running heavy and the movement at the stern was rather erratic. Finally, when we got him up about three quarters of the way, I don't think there was a man working on the stern of the factory. They were all watching and hoping too that the little penguin would get up on top, as the killer whales were just waiting down below and just watching. And the men were shooting and trying to kill these killer whales, therefore they were afraid that the little penguin might slip in the water. Finally, when we got it really all the way up, everybody started to breathe a sigh of relief. But there was a heavy, heavy swell which came under the factory and rolled the wheel on the side, and the little penguin slipped off. And as it went down the chute, the killer whales got it. Most of the men were not happy that day. Therefore, also there's millions of penguins. That was one of the sights which they did not care to see again. But that's the way in the Antarctic. There's no give and take. It's a hard, hard place to be in. But c'est la vie.
Cool, so I hope you guys like that song as much as I did. It's interesting, to say the least. And it definitely showcases, as I was saying, a side of progressive rock music that's a little more experimental, and it's about storytelling. But one thing to keep in mind is a lot of the songs that I play, even if they're instrumental or lyrical, but they're not explicitly telling a story, they're also about stories that these artists have created, much more than other genres of music. Every one of these songs is a story. For example, The Landlord is Dead, which I played earlier, that's a story in itself. There's no words, it's just sounds, and it makes me feel something, which is a good thing, I think. Whenever a piece of art or music makes you feel one way, that's great. That's amazing. That's doing what it's doing. If it makes you feel a feeling, if it makes you feel an emotion, if it makes you feel something. So that I don't talk myself into oblivion, I want to play a song called Now Those Ashes Are at the Bottom by Calm Blue Sea, and I think it might play us out, but we'll see how it goes.